You were saying your first impression of Mad Men? You mean you've never watched Mad Men before?
I mean, strangely enough, as an advertising guy for the last 15 years, I've never watched Mad Men. I've been waiting for you to give me the initial series.
I'll never get your first impression of Mad Men. Tell me, what I
found so fascinating about it is that I think the whole industry that we work in, people that are not in that industry don't know what you're actually emotionally going through in these sessions. I mean, from meeting a client to the pitch, I mean, there's all this uncertainty, and you know, you walk into a room, and suddenly, you know, you have to be on, and you have to know exactly, you know, what to say. You have to be confident. You have to have all of these things. So it's just fascinating watching John Hamm kind of going in there, and you know, almost just framing the language, framing the dialogue, and it just captured all of those moments that I've actually personally been through in my life, where you know, you have huge uncertainty and doubts about what you're doing. But then you're supposed to stand up and have absolute and total confidence. And it was just so fascinating to see it being played out in internal meetings, in their client presentations. So, yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it. And it was great for my wife to see, because obviously, I mean, she knows that I've worked in advertising, but she's never actually almost fully understood, like, the implication and the pressure that's carried into some of those meetings. So I think for her to see it, and go, oh, okay, that's what you actually do. I think it was quite an eye-opener.
And you say something. I mean, this may be another big, huge topic. Just you say something. You're supposed to be confident, right?
Absolutely.
Is in Mad Men, does he behave as if he's always confident with the client?
Well, I think the part that I saw, I mean, he was basically going in, and he'd spent the whole weekend sitting on the couch researching the company. And he walks in, and true to most clients, they kind of, the attitude is, well, you know, what possibly, you know, could you add to us? You know, so immediately you're going on the defensive almost. But this guy went totally on the attack, and he was all about, you know, your company needs to change, and I'm the person that's going to change it for you. You know, and when you put it out there that confidently, suddenly the person like sits up in their seat and goes like, wow, how are you going to do that? You know, and then obviously that's the second question. And you have to be able to hit back that much harder with confidence and boldness in terms of how you're going to solve their problem. So it's interesting. It's all these underlying tensions in these meetings between, you know, certainty and uncertainty, and your ability to frame it using language, which is really the only tool at your disposal in those meetings, and to give them the confidence that you can do it better and you can change their fortunes. I mean, he says to the guy's saying 50% is good enough. We've got a 50% market share. And he's saying 50% is not good enough. You want 100%. You know, you've only got half the market. You need the whole market. You know, and suddenly that puts people on the back foot again. So it's just very interesting that tension between client and agency, and how they've really, I think, captured it incredibly well in Mad Men.
How many episodes did you watch?
I just watched one.
It was one single episode. I'm going to get you to watch the whole of it, right?
I'm
going to talk to you about it as it goes along, right? Because what a wonderful opportunity. I mean, I've seen Mad Men, right? I'm mad about it, right? But I've never worked in that kind of work.
Absolutely.
Right? I come at it from a different angle. But you are, do you identify with him?
Well, absolutely. I mean, having gone in and done, you know, pitches worth, you know, 10 million euros plus, I mean, there's massive pressure. I mean, you're competing against other agencies. You know, you don't know what they're up to. You don't know what the client really thinks. You're totally new to the industry. I mean, you've got one shot. I mean, you have to stand up and perform and deliver, you know, and there's huge pressure with it, but there's something that's also very exciting with it. And I think if you're drawn to that level of risk and, you know, being able to perform under pressure, it's there's nothing better.
Jonathan Arm. What's the guy's name?
John Hamm. Yeah, he's the guy.
Hamm and Arm.
He affects,
I mean,
my
I'm
Google
gonna
ratings.
Fall over myself, right? Okay, Mad Men, we'll talk more.
We will, absolutely.
We will. Superb. Excellent. We'll just save that.